Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday, January 30th edition of Byers & Company. We are live in the Palatial Studios in downtown Decatur, and it is cold. How cold? We'll tell you. Macon County Sheriff Tony Brown joins us next.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
No surprise, and it didn't sneak up on us. We had plenty of warning, and the list of closings is rather lengthy. We'll get to all of that here in just a second. I got news for everyone out there. It's cold. I think I'm dressed warmer today than I've ever dressed in my entire life. Warmer ever. I mean, I've been to some cold NFL games, you know, where you're going to work in a stadium with Jim Kimmins on the sideline. And you know you're going to be running up and down, which always presents a problem because you don't know exactly how much to layer. I have as many layers on today as I've ever had. I had the heated steering wheel, the heated seats, the car screaming, whining. It knew better. It didn't want to go out.
No.
And so don't wait till 7:30 last night to close something. I'm just really not sure what the thought or philosophy was behind some of the organizations that have decided to close. I mean, did you not know? I mean, by 7:30 last night,
I know.
Things were going to be bad.
I mean, it was just a few businesses, but
no, the Decatur Public Library, 7:22 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to close today. And I know the public library is seen as a refuge for some, right? I mean, where you've got a warm building where people can go to and it's free. And I'm just not quite sure why it takes that long to decide whether you're going to close. I know there was a lot of controversy yesterday over DPS and well, they had told teachers or the staff members were commenting, but they didn't actually tell us. And the official text went out at like, what, 3:30
yes.
yesterday afternoon. And what I've learned over the years, if you are an organization that passes along information, everybody takes it out on you. It's like, well, this. It's like,
yes.
Okay, you know, we're only doing what we officially know for
yes.
sure. And I'm sorry that your third cousin who knows a guy who went to school with a guy who knows a girl who teaches a class said this, but there's no way we can report that. Don't you hate these days? I mean, I do.
I mean, you know, we do what we can and get the information. I mean, there's a process that has to be gone through, and we're fine with the email. They have a password they have to use
to verify. Yes,
all of that. And if they don't get it to us,
or it doesn't come from an official,
yes, then we cannot
report it as fact.
So because your cousin works at the Kyle building.
Yes. Don't complain about fake news
yes.
when you're expecting us to report the facts. So do you want to go through the list quickly
yes,
here?
Yes, let's do that.
All right. So this Wednesday, January 30th, and it is cold. I mean, there's no doubt. cold. The list.
We've got Arcola Schools, Argento Oriana, Bement, Blue Ridge, Decatur Christian School, Decatur Public Schools, Central A&M, Cerro Gordo, Clinton, Holy Family, Lincoln Land Community College, all campuses, LSA, Moreau, Forsyth, Meridian, Milliken campuses closed today, Monticello, Mr. John's School of Cosmetology, Mount Pulaski, Mount Zion, Okaw Valley, Our Lady of Lourdes, Pena Schools, Richland Community College, Sangamon Valley Schools, St. Teresa, St. Pat's, Stustross, Sullivan, Tuscola, U of I, both Champaign and Springfield campuses, and Warrensburg Latham.
Okay. We also have the Anna Waters Head Start closed, Baby Talk closed, Decatur Public Library closed, Decatur Township offices closed, and then all Macon County buildings, including the Macon County Courthouse, the Macon County Health Department, the Macon County Law Enforcement Building, Macon County Office Building, and the Macon County Animal Control. Macon Resources will be open with no bus service. Secretary of State's driver's facilities are closed. Social Security Office of Decatur, St. Mary's Adult Daycare, Adult Day Services closed. The Village of Mount Zion offices have been closed, and more. Now, we don't report businesses
yes.
because there are like 1,000 businesses.
And there are a number of banks, a number of medical
yes.
offices that are closed today. Just
did you have the City of Decatur on here?
Nope, it didn't look like it got added. So the City of Decatur also
yeah.
closed. But call ahead. Just call ahead.
Better yet, don't get out.
Yeah.
It is bad out
there. You don't need to go do banking.
It's not as bad as it is up north a couple of hours. In Chicago, they are literally warning people this morning not to breathe deeply or talk while you are outside because the cold can do that much damage to your lungs. Now, Tony Brown, you've been on night shifts and horrible weather and, yes. and over the years. I mean, this is cold.
It's cold. I say when you get up this morning and your car's crying,
yeah.
it's cold.
Because the car knows better.
yeah.
Don't take me out. There's no reason to be out. It's even worse out in the county areas. I mean, you get this wind. It is hard to – I mean, what is the feel-like temperature right now? We're going to approach anywhere from 30 to 50 degrees Please. Below zero. I mean, that's insane.
It's crazy. I believe right now it feels like it's around about 40 below.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, it's cold.
All right. So people should, if they don't have to today, they should just stay home. And you probably ought to maybe turn on a faucet, let it drip. I mean, these are the kind of temperatures where you get broken pipes. You get all kinds of messes.
Correct. Like you said, if you don't have to be out, don't be. You have a lot of things there that are shut down for a reason. Just sit back home, watch Netflix, what have you, and just kind of relax or what have you. But that being said, though, as far as us, as law enforcement officers, we'll still be out there.
Yeah, the Macon County law enforcement building is shut down. That means just to sort of the general public, you still have to have personnel and staff in there that are working.
That's correct.
All right.
That's correct.
Well, what's a day like this for the Macon County Sheriff and the Macon County Sheriff's Office? You know, imagine, you know, helping stranded motors. Thankfully, the roads are clear. You know, this cold doesn't necessarily come with bad road conditions, but the wind and the cold, I mean, somebody gets into a car accident, I mean, it's dangerous beyond just the accident. You know, you can't be standing outside.
Yes, correct. We'll continue to do our patrol duties and just to make sure that during the highways, the byways, just to make sure that no one's broken down or what have you, and respond to calls if someone needs us.
All right. So what do you guys do to stay warm? What do you do for the dogs? I mean, what do you do for all of it? I mean, there's got to be a lot of care that's taken on a day like today when your guys have to be out there in their cars on the streets.
Yes. In reference to our canines, obviously they'll be inside the vehicles. And basically with the heat and all that stuff, like just to make sure they're taken care of. And one thing that we just really want to make sure that the public knows, that they have animals or what have you, make sure they take care of them.
Well,
and make sure they're brought inside.
Right now, you know, in any time like this, there's a vulnerable population. We talked to Jeff Mueller from the Oasis shelter a
yes.
couple of days ago, you know, about the homeless people. The Salvation Army opens up more cots. There are other agencies. I hope that are taking care of women because, you know, Salvation Army is just a men's shelter,
yes.
and I know that's been a problem in the past. What do we do for the very, the most vulnerable in this, which are people are transient homeless folks or living in a car or something like that? What's available out there?
We have warming centers. We have Decatur Civic Center. They actually, as a warming center, you have the Oasis. We have the Macon County Department of Human Services. We have the Macon County Senior Center, also the Macon Center down in Macon, Illinois, and also the Rock Springs Center. Those are actually warming centers that we have here in our area.
Yeah, but those are daytime operations for the most part, right?
Yeah.
And for overnight shelters, it's tough.
Right. And like I said, you can actually come into the lobby of the sheriff's office. The office buildings, and just to stay warm.
Okay. We will talk to Debbie Bogle a little bit later today about 211 and how that might come into hand over the next 24, 48 hours if you do need assistance, emergency assistance in any way. But best off, if you can afford to, just stay home and be safe and not get out in this because it is dangerous levels. I mean, we overhype things as far as weather is concerned. I mean, I feel the media does, you know, in a large way, but there's no overhyping today.
No, they nailed this one. This is definitely, definitely cold.
All right. So what will your guys and gals do? I mean, they're expected to be out there. They're going to have to be out there, you know, getting out of their car all day. It's just, man. Linemen, you know, people that have to go out and do work if there's power outages or anything like that, you know, construction people. I think about like the United States Postal Service, you know, things that don't shut down. Those people are out here just miserable today.
Yes, I actually heard on the radio today that some of the postal workers will not be actually delivering mail today because of the extreme cold.
Okay, well, let's hope not, right? We can go 24 hours without our mail.
Yes.
All right, so what's going on with this weather, this winter? You know, as you guys prepare, walk me through a day at the Macon County Sheriff's Office. You know, how do you gather in the morning or at night or at shift change? You know, and people are out there doing whatever. I mean, what's the sort of plan when you get to, like, this kind of dangerous weather?
Well, we actually, with the squad meetings, you actually pass on information, actually warning deputies as far as not trying to be out there too long, what have you. We've been very fortunate to have some winter gear for officers to actually be out there. And just to make sure that if you see something or what have you, you need assistance or what have you, just to make sure that we're going to be there for the public. That's the main thing that we're going to do. We just gotta you know, take this brunt and just let everybody know we're there. As far as with the animal control, obviously they're close to the public, but we'll be out there looking for the animals.
Yeah,
everything like that.
We think about the vulnerable. Right? You think about young kids. You think about the elderly. You think about your pets. You know, things. You know, there are probably more susceptible to this kind of damage and this dangerous weather than others. You know, you and I are probably going to make it through the day just fine.
Yes.
But you think about elderly relatives. You think about young kids. You think about animals and people not taking care of them. This isn't anything to screw around.
No, you make sure, as far as the elderly, you make sure you actually go and check on them. Just make sure they're okay. Today I'll be out.
Yeah, you were telling me you guys are like helping supplement Meals on Wheels today.
I am. I'll be out today. I'm actually helping deliver meals for Meals on Wheels. But this is what we do as far as a community. We have to come together and make sure we serve the vulnerable.
All right. Do you think that this is what sets us apart a little bit as a community? I mean, you think about larger communities. I find it hard to believe in larger communities outside of a photo op that the Macon County Sheriff would be out delivering Meals on Wheels because it's the right thing to do. I mean, we are a little different, I think, than some larger communities. And I think that's why we have a better relationship overall with the general citizens and law enforcement in this community that maybe you see across the nation.
We're a lot different. I mean, time and time again, it's always proven that. And you look at some of the things that we as a community, we band together and we do. We talk about the food drive. We talk about the toy drive, what have you. We always, you give us a task and we always nail it. We make sure that it happens, whatever we need to do as far as reaching a goal.
All right. So what's your best advice, particularly out? I mean, I can't even imagine. You know, the wind was so bad on the east end of town driving in this morning. I mean, that wind is what's dangerous. The temperatures obviously are cold. You add that to, 20, 30, 40 mile an hour gust, and then you get a 40 to 50 degree below temperature feel like. And feel like is all that matters, by the way. It doesn't matter what any little digital clock says to you. It's what it feels like. Out in the county, even more dangerous than it may be inside the city.
Yes, if you're going somewhere, if you don't have to go, don't go. But if you do, let someone know as far as the route you're taking, the time, your estimated time of arrival. If you don't make it there, then, that way people will know. Make sure that you actually pack as far as blankets, food, water, whatever in your vehicle. If you have to go somewhere, just in case if you do get stranded, make sure that your phone is fully charged. What have you, but at the end of the day, if you don't have to go out, don't be out.
All right, now you and I go back a ways, back to the time where there weren't cell phones. And I don't know how we survived back then, right? I mean,
right.
We're in a lot better communication mode in 2019 than we were, 20 years ago, and things have changed, but that doesn't make it any safer. Just make sure you stay in touch and let people know if you have to be out and have to be doing this. There's just some common sense approach type things that you can do to let family and friends and loved one know. And then check on elderly relatives. That's a big deal because this can be really dangerous for the people who are most vulnerable in any scenario, but particularly something like this.
You're exactly right. Make sure you check on them. Like I said, you always talk about the strength of the community is how they treat their youth and also their elderly. And we do.
And their pets.
Good. Exactly.
Exactly. Sure. Bring the dog in. I don't care how much you think it's a cold weather dog. This isn't cold weather. Mm-mm. This is beyond ridiculous and dangerous out there. Now, we don't have it as bad because we didn't get hit by the winter blast that Chicago and some of the other areas, so we're not dealing so much with the road issues. Are most of the roads countywide okay today?
Yes, our roads are clear. We just didn't have a bunch of moisture or rain or something like that where it froze over. So the roads are basically clear. It's just that we're dealing with the extreme cold.
All right. Now, the schools, obviously, I know people, there's a certain sort of old school think out there that we were much tougher or something, that, we didn't get days off. I mean, I know you hear this every day. You can't have kids standing at a bus stop, or you can't have kids walking to school. I remember so many times picking up our guy from Johns Hill and seeing kids come out and with no coats on.
Yeah.
You can't have that.
You can't. As a parent, that's what you do. You make sure that those the kids dress warmly, appropriately, and to make sure that you don't have to deal with problems they may experience down the road because of this.
But the schools have to do it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And now, how much does it take? I don't recall recently when all of the Macon County office buildings have been closed. I mean, that's pretty rare.
It is. And usually it's the judge, the preceding judge.
So how does that – so the court Judge Weber decides, okay, we're going to close down the courthouse.
He did.
It's just not worth it.
He did. Once he closed that down, then I took it upon myself to make sure that our office buildings was closed as well. Animal control, at the end of the day, that's not worth actually having our employees out there.
Yeah, the health department. And the full list is at Nauticator.com. You can also check it out on the Nauticator Facebook page. All right, so what's the secret to – we're doing a little contest about show us your layers on social media this morning here. What's the secret behind law enforcement?
Well, I got this leather coat that is about as heavy as I am.
Yeah.
I haven't had that coat out in about 10 years.
Okay, so you brought out the 10-year coat.
I brought out the 10-year coat.
Yeah. And so will most of your folks be out there equipped with what they need?
They will. Like I said, we've been very fortunate through the Buffett Foundation. They actually bought some extreme cold weather gears as far as our deputies, so they'll...
Aren't these the little things that no one knows about? I mean, I know that the people in law enforcement know it and appreciate it, but I'm not sure the community at large realizes just the sort of support mechanism that has been there for all law enforcement, just to make sure they have what they need to do their job.
Oh, we've been very blessed. I'm thinking to myself when I was back on the road, where was he at then?
Yeah.
Because we had to, you know, you had to weather this, but we've been very, very blessed to have support the way we do in this community.
All right, so 211 and 911. I know you're on the board of the United Way.
Yes.
There's two emergency service lines in this community.
Correct.
911 for true emergencies.
Right.
You know, so if you are stranded and in this cold and it could be life-threatening or there's whatever is going on, you know, there is a 911 call.
Yes.
If your pipes burst or your power's out or your things that are not life-threatening, 211 is a great resource to point you to an agency or an organization that has assistance or help available.
Yes, 211 is amazing. It actually brings together that marriage as far as the need and the other resource. And like I said, we've been very blessed.
24-hour helpline.
24.
And it helps clear up the 911, right? Because there was before the 211 existed, the 911 would get non-emergency calls, which then, that just takes away assets and people that can be dealing with actual life-threatening emergencies, and they're trying to deal with other things. So 211, very important.
It is. It is. And I'm just very blessed at the United Way. And when obviously you... just as not off the road, and also with the Howard Buffett Foundation again to fund that for as long as he has.
Yeah, a decade. Yes. And many communities are struggling with how to figure that out. It's a great resource. We'll talk to Debbie Bogle in a little bit and tell you exactly how you can access that for any sort of need in this type of weather or any other, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, year round.
Right.
All right. Sheriff, stay warm out there. I don't want to send you out. I feel bad. Now you got to go back outside.
I got to do it anyway.
All right. Sheriff Tony Brown, we appreciate it. We'll take a quick break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your 3-day forecast.